Aaron. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Lauren. It's good to be back with you.
Yeah, good, and good to have you too. Congratulations on your leadership victory, and thank you for taking the time. First of all, I know you had COVID. Are you okay? Is the family fine?
Well, thank you for asking. Rebecca and I are fine. I had very mild symptoms. She had what I would call a traditional bad flu. Fortunately, our kids avoided it. They were tested several times. We distanced in our home. We lined up for tests, all the stuff we now know what a lot of families went through. But fortunately, we didn't have the serious sickness that some have. And fortunately, you know, our family's doing well. But it did give me some perspective as a new leader on just how rapid tests would have helped Canada avoid hours and hours of lineups and challenges. So, you know, my disappointment is the Trudeau government is always late on every part of this pandemic, and Canadians pay the price.
Well, as discussed yesterday, as people are discussing over this past week, as the Prime Minister even alluded to, it does not look like, even though we have over 300 million doses for Canadians ordered by at least seven different pharmaceutical companies of this vaccine, it doesn't seem we're going to get it right away. And that's something that is in your craw, not just of the Conservative Party, but all the opposition parties. It really should be in the craw of many Canadians.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you know, almost half the world will get it before we do, you know, not just the United States, which will literally start deploying the vaccine in the next few days, United Kingdom, Germany, Mexico, as you mentioned, Indonesia, countries around the world, and Canada, which has a strong and longstanding pharmaceutical manufacturing capacity. You know, we should have been able to get deals that would have had it manufactured here, had us have doses right away, because once you deploy it, the curve starts flattening. You start inoculating part of your population. So Mr. Trudeau seems to think it's great. We're going to have the biggest portfolio, he calls it, a few years from now. Well, that doesn't help us end the pandemic and get stores open and the economy moving. So being late is a real miss in this pandemic.
I want to ask you, though, we don't have a lot of the facilities in this country. It was the Mulroney government that kind of sold off our production facilities to make vaccine and to a French company. We've put money into various companies, but it's not going to be ready right away. I guess the thing we could have done is what countries like Australia did and get a license or essentially buy the recipe and have some pharmaceutical companies kind of make it and store it.
Yeah, absolutely. That would have been one of several options. And there are various vaccine types. And so our vaccine manufacturing fills the gap for a few. But we could have also, starting in March, started pivoting some capacity. Remember, they spent closing in on $500 billion, Lauren, and not much of it went to Canadians. And less than half of it actually went to Canadians in terms of CERB and other things. So this is where I think we could have had a plan in place early on to license it, to perhaps manufacture it, or to at least get the first round of deliveries. That's what we should be pushing for. The best results, not the middle of the pack.
So what would you have done if you were the PM, if you were in charge? Obviously, you would have sat around a table. I was saying this yesterday. And you would have said, okay, let's get this done. And people would have said, no, we can't, for all these reasons. And I'm sure the Prime Minister was quite upset with this. What would you have done differently than Prime Minister Trudeau?
Well, right from the start, I would have taken the pandemic seriously and closed the borders. The Conservatives were asking for that in January to stop flights from China, where the outbreak was happening. Other countries that did that, like Taiwan, like New Zealand, they stopped those flights. They kept the virus out longer and allowed their capacity to build up. Rapid tests, we were one of the last major OECD countries to have rapid tests. We're just getting them in the last few weeks. Other countries have had them for months. We were asking about this months ago. So look, we've worked with them when we've tried to collaborate. It has been a time of national crisis. But the Trudeau government is always slow. It always tries to cook up some Ottawa knows best solution. And we always seem to be, you know, behind all of our major allies. And as prime minister, you've got to fight for the best response. I worked as a lawyer for life sciences and some drug regulation. So this is where I actually even have some experience that I think would help the prime minister and the cabinet set the agenda so that Canada has the best performance, not the worst.
Are you saying, Aaron, that the prime minister and they're not kind of asking for some information or working all together to try to get through this?
No, the prime minister views himself as a spokesperson for the country. And in fact, the first ethics conviction he had, now he's having his third personal ethics investigation. But the first investigation should have concerned Canadians then. Mr. Trudeau views himself as a representative of the country, not someone who actually takes charge and leads something. We have a health minister in Ms. Haiju who has no experience, was telling people that masks didn't matter, that there'd be no human transmission. Think about it, Lauren. If Jane Philpott had not quit Justin Trudeau's government, she's now the Dean of Medicine at Queen's. Think about the people that have left the Trudeau government because they don't think the Prime Minister himself is a strong leader. So I think the Conservatives, we're trying to show we're a government in waiting. We've worked with them where we need to, but I will demand the best for our country, not just float along and let the river take me like the Prime Minister does.
I want to get to, so what's the solution here? We need to get vaccinated as a country. What are you offering as a party today?
Well, we've been asking about the licensing of contract manufacturing of the vaccine for some time, Lauren. And I do think it's almost like the rapid test. When Michelle Rempel, our health critic, a few months ago started asking about it, they suddenly approved the test. Health Canada has the ability to instantly approve tests and vaccines that on an emergency basis that have been approved by some of our like-minded high-level countries like the U.S. or European Union. Those are in our trade deals, Lauren, and they weren't even willing to do that in the middle of a pandemic. So when we light a fire under their rears in the House of Commons, that has led to some action. So we are doing our job to hold them to account, but we have been proposing the licensing idea. We have been proposing letting the provinces have larger numbers of rapid tests so that they can keep parts of their retail and their economy operations open. I pushed the Prime Minister and Dr. Tam in a meeting I had a week ago to start announcing where transmission is taking place. Canadians need to know where people are catching COVID. It's not generally in stores or restaurants and these sorts of things, and we need that data out there for people to make informed decisions and governments to make informed decisions. So we're pushing, but we're also proposing too.
I know you got to go, but I know you also want to make a comment about this great series that we're having between Wellington and Trenton. And of course, tomorrow's game will be a tribute to Jen Casey, who not only worked for us, but of course passed away earlier this year with the Snowbirds. It's close to your heart.
It is. And thank you for the station and to my friend Tim Durkin for being involved in the group doing this. You know, I spoke about Captain Jennifer Casey in my Remembrance Day remarks in the House. She died as part of Operation Inspiration, where the Snowbirds were trying to lift the spirits of Canadians through the pandemic. So, you know, once again, putting the country first, putting service first. So I think it's amazing that we're going to have the Trenton Snowbirds for a day other than the Golden Hawks. As you know, the Golden Hawks was the performance aircraft team before the Snowbirds. I think it's a wonderful tribute, and I'm just so proud of the people that have done that. What a wonderful way to highlight Jen's work at your station in the community, and her service in uniform. We'll always remember what she did for our country.
Aaron O'Toole, federal Conservative leader of the official opposition. Thanks for the time tonight. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you, Lauren.